Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Reynaud. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, James Edwards. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, James Edwards. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuchter. Tobin moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler bunts towards third. Spurgeon juggles the ball. That's an error on Spurgeon. Tobin moves to third. Robertson moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tobin scores. Robertson scores. Sisler moves to third. Williams moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sisler tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-0, Browns. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Node scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bennett for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robertson. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber takes first base on ball four. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder bunts towards the mound. Edwards fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. No juggles the ball. That's an error on Node. Van Gilder moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-0 in the game. Sisler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Rick Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to second. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Node hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Sewell scores. Myatt moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Browns. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Myatt scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter takes first base on ball 4. James Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Williams reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. McManus reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Bennett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Bennett reaches third base with a triple. Williams scores. McManus scores. It's 5-2, Browns. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Dixon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Dixon reaches second base with a double. Bennett scores. It's 6-2, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixon scores. It's 7-2, Browns. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a line drive towards left. Jameson catches it and throws to first to double up Van Gilder. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 1 in the game. Jamison hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Jamison reaches second base with a double. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jamison scores. It's 7-3, Browns. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spurgeon moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Spurgeon moves to third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spurgeon scores. It's 7-4, Browns. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ben Carr now pitching. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into right field. Stevenson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stevenson. Robertson goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Fuchter applying the tag. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Bennett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Node settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Note is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Note hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Note reaches second base with a double. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fuchter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Node moves to third. Joe Gerard now pitching. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a line drive into center field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Node tags and scores. One out. It's 8-5, Browns. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jamison takes first base on ball 4. Feuchter moves to second. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 5. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dixon strikes out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Jard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jard strikes out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerber. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Speaker moves to third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jard fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson is hit by the pitch. George Burns pinch hits for Reynaud. Milt Gaston now pitching. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Feuchter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Speaker scores. Sewell scores. Stevenson moves to second. It's 8-7, Browns. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Carr reaches second base with a double. Stevenson scores. Feuchter goes all the way around to score. It's 9-8, Indians. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jamison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carr moves to third. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. George Burns now playing first base. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tobin for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Carr covering, for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 8. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Speaker moves to second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Speaker scores. Myatt moves to third. It's 10-8, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to second. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Feuchter strikes out. Two outs. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Williams reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Bennett hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-9, Indians. Baby Doll Jacobson pinch hits for Leo Dixon. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 9. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Rego now catching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spurgeon bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with McManus covering, for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson scores. It's 11-9, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-9, Indians. Chet Falk now pitching. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Falk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Browns 9. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Browns 9. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Burns reaches second base with a double. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Feuchter takes first base on ball 4. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Carr bunts towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. Feuchter moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Spurgeon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Burns scores. Feuchter moves to third. Jameson moves to second. It's 14-9, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Browns 9. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and St. Louis Browns, 9. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.